Chapter 5. Program Development. Efforts to develop leaders yield better results if the focus is on proven methods. Army leadership requires establishing interpersonal relationships based on trust and setting the example for subordinates, peers, and superiors. In leader development surveys, leaders ranked leading a unit, personal examples, and mentoring as the three most effective ways to develop their leadership qualities. Integrating leader development fundamentals into an organization creates a positive learning climate and builds a mindset that prioritizes development. Experience is a powerful learning tool, although it does not guarantee learning. As the leader development tenets convey, learning requires commitment and purpose. Leader development benefits both individuals and the organization. The Army is known for its success in developing leaders rapidly. Many development opportunities occur in organizations, though not always used for their learning value. Without intent or a program for leader development, organizational emphasis on learning follows commander interest and unit climate. Leader development programs leverage opportunities to address individual and organizational goals for development. Commanders are responsible for training and leader development in their units and for providing a culture in which learning takes place. They must deliberately plan, prepare, execute, and assess training and development as part of their overall operations. Commanders and leaders must integrate leader development into their organizational training plans. Developing Army leaders at all levels, military and civilian, is the best means to ensure the Army adapts to future uncertainties. In this sense, leader development directly relates to Army readiness. Individuals who feel the Army and their leaders are interested in them are motivated to demonstrate greater initiative and to engage fully in leader development. Development programs that integrate professional and personal goals are the most effective. Program content needs to account for the individual's competence, character, and commitment to develop the attributes and competencies desired of Army leaders. Organizational leader development programs must nest in purpose and guidance with the higher organization's program. Programs should be consistent with Army enterprise concepts, strategy, and guidance on leader development. Programs should provide guidance to subordinate units, yet allow freedom to determine practices and schedules most conducive to their missions. Programs up and down an organizational structure need to align to create synergy and unity of effort. A battalion or equivalent size leader development program should identify specific processes supporting development. Generating force organizations headed by a colonel or similar ranking DA civilian are a good target for programs that detail specific processes. A battalion program should anticipate the needs of and execution by its subordinate units. Variations in programs occur across echelons depending on the organization type and size. For example, a division has greater latitude in selecting leaders for special assignments than does a battalion due to the wider scope of opportunities and larger number of leaders. A reserve component unit has fewer training days to plan and schedule team-building events, so there may be a greater role for self-development and mentoring. Detached and dispersed units have fewer organic assets to prepare and conduct special events, but may have access to external opportunities, such as a training detachment on a university campus. The Army holds commanders accountable for unit leader development by regulation, CAR 350-1. Accountability can be included as part of the Organizational Inspection Program, CAR 1-201. Responsibility for leader development cuts across all leader and staff roles. Some developing leader role and responsibility examples are: each leader develops subordinates. The senior officer, warrant officer, non-commissioned officer, and DA civilian leaders take ownership for their cohort's development in the organization. Each leader, and those who aspire to leadership positions, takes responsibility for their own development. Insight: collective training with a targeted developmental focus. While conducting battlefield circulation during one battalion's platoon X-Eval events, Command Sergeant Major Sash notices that the battalion incorporated developmental and training objectives into the event as the brigade commander directed. In the talk, several screens depict how the platoons have been assessed. He notices Command Sergeant Major Undeyu reviewing some training reports. Command Sergeant Major Sash: Command Sergeant Major Undeyu, how are things progressing here? Command Sergeant Major Undeyu: Pretty well, Sergeant Major. The platoons are executing at a level higher than we anticipated. The NCOs have told me in conversation that targeting development during training has really helped them improve not only themselves, but their teams as well. We'll confirm that in the AARs, Command Sergeant Major Sash. Including that info in the AARs is critical. How are the first sergeants doing? Command Sergeant Major Undeu. They're running a little ragged from the training timeline, but are holding up. Command Sergeant Major Sash. How are you incorporating developmental opportunities for your first sergeants during this event? Remember, even though they are not the target for this event, we can still challenge and develop them. The systems they use to track their platoons shouldn't be different from what they will use in combat. The brigade needs your help in identifying developmental strengths and needs at the first sergeant/commander level to ensure that we are seeing ourselves accurately. Find a way to assess your command teams during events like this. Otherwise, you'll miss things that are critical to the brigade's success. Command Sergeant Major Undeu. I take your point. I got too focused on the platoons since this event centers on them. I completely missed how observations, assessments, and feedback on the next level up reinforces brigade training and leader development objectives. Command Sergeant Major Sash. The focus should be at the platoon level, and you are doing that well. It is also important to take this opportunity to help the brigade see itself, since gaps you might find may extend across the rest of the brigade. It helps the brigade commander and me confirm or deny what we think are individual and collective developmental needs at the company level. The next higher echelon commander, human resources, and operations staff, and senior cohort leaders must clarify development roles and responsibilities. These individuals directly and indirectly affect the efficiency and effectiveness of leader development. Insight. Delineating responsibilities. Efficiently implementing leader development programs depends on clearly defining and allocating responsibilities across leaders and staff, both in and outside the organization. Develop a matrix to document notes on the roles and responsibilities for developing leaders in the organization. Unit leader development programs. Leader development is a mindset and process, not merely an event, reflected by everything leaders do. An opportunity for development exists in every event, class, assignment, duty position, discussion, physical training formation, briefing, and engagement. Leader development is a continual and purposeful process. It is an ongoing process, intended to achieve incremental and progressive results over time. Program creation. Various types and echelons of commands and organizations label their leader development guidance with different descriptions, such as strategy, philosophy, policy, memorandum, plan, or standing procedure. The title and format are less important than having a good plan, one that aligns with the leader development tenets. Committed organization, clear purpose, supportive learning culture, enabler of education, training, and experience, and feedback. The plan helps to inspire and guide the organization to engage in development. Programs that incorporate leader development into daily operations without creating extra events are well received and have the greatest chance for effective implementation. Having a plan brings attention to leader development, provides focus and purpose, encourages the mindset, sets conditions, shows how development should occur, and coordinates efforts across the organization. Developing a leader development program follows the same steps used in the operations process. See ADP 5.0. Planning involves understanding a situation, envisioning a desired future, and planning effective ways to achieve that future. The program should allow for disciplined initiative by subordinate units and individual leaders. A leader development program is specific because the outcomes need to address both organizational and individual goals, as well as short-term and long-term goals. The long-term focus extends beyond a commander's tour and beyond the member's time in the unit. Most DA civilian leaders are not reassigned based on time, though leader development programs like those in operational units often serve their needs. Once the commander's visualization is described and the program plan is developed, they direct preparing and executing the unit's leader development program. The commander and unit leaders execute the program and assess its progress. The leader development program creates change in the organization and in individuals. It is a living document. As leaders develop, update the program plan. Understand. To aid understanding, leader teams can use formal assessments, such as command climate surveys, aggregated trends from leader assessments, unit-level assessments, such as Unit 360 or Army Readiness Assessment Program, Training Center AAR take-home packages, and command inspection program results, to focus on conditions indicating unit strengths and developmental needs. Even an analysis of all unit members' IDPs can provide detail on where to focus or where developmental gaps may exist. The leader team takes these various information sources, along with their own observations and discussions with subordinates and colleagues, to determine an appropriate focus. Chapter 5 of the print version of FM6-22 provides a list of external and internal information sources leaders can use to shape and inform an assessment of their organization. The leader team may not always have existing formal assessments to use. Additionally, the unit mission or composition may change, so those sources may no longer apply. In these cases, leaders align goals with their observational assessments and any changes to organizational mission and goals. Scheduling and completing a Unit 360 can inform an organizational developmental baseline. Unit roll-up reports provide information on organizational leadership strengths and developmental needs to focus planning and identifying developmental priorities. Assessed leaders receive an individual feedback report highlighting personal leadership strengths and developmental needs to inform their IDP development. During periodic developmental sessions, leaders review subordinate IDPs to gain insight on current developmental priorities and possible program improvements. Insight: Finding Developmental Opportunities. Command Sergeant Major Baker is conducting the weekly First Sergeant meeting prior to next week's battalion's gated training strategy. The battalion struggles with last-minute maintenance and supply issues, which causes a lot of unpredictability for its soldiers. Command Sergeant Major Baker: You all were in the training meeting last week. How are you incorporating the leadership attributes and competencies into your overall training objectives? First Sergeant Diaz: Sergeant Major, we have been underwater with all the last-minute taskings. It's all I can do to just meet suspenses right now. The other First Sergeants nod in agreement. Command Sergeant Major Baker: I get it. It has been chaotic in the HQ as well. I know the last-minute stuff causes unpredictability for the soldiers, and it shows in the way they carry themselves. Even with the chaos of last-minute taskings, continue to find ways to fight soldiers one rank up. Those engagements can be a developmental opportunity for them. This can free up some of our senior leaders to focus on implementing the commander's guidance. Provide feedback to those you delegate responsibility to. First Sergeant Morton: Acknowledge all, Sergeant Major. We'll continue to use these opportunities to develop our leaders. I have several corporals and specialists that could handle some of the things I would usually task a sergeant with. Command Sergeant Major Baker: That's right. I will work at the battalion level to protect your time, but you are responsible for using it. Don't let your commanders plan in a vacuum. Be involved and proactive in developing your people. Look for innovative ways to incorporate leader development and communicate with your leaders. Let them know you are deliberately developing them and everything they do is a developmental opportunity. Take advantage of it and grow as a soldier and leader. Visualize. Several sources inform decisions about setting the desired future end states for leader development. Philosophically, the team can examine the Army campaign plan and the intent in higher and sister organizations' development programs. The most important and enduring outcomes are stated in a vision or intent statement, depending on the commander's preference. An organizational development program establishes the goals for specific end states. Each leader development program has four mutually supporting purposes. Each organization leader has a designated responsibility to accomplish the mission, improve the organization, prepare personnel to perform current duties, and develop leaders for future responsibilities and other assignments. Different from unit training plans, the leader development program addresses long-term outcomes for individuals and the organization. Outcomes should address at least these four areas. Planning and executing the leader development program is an organizational leader's responsibility. The vision or intent helps to focus and synchronize leader development actions across the organization to achieve the greatest effects. Leaders who recognize and approach development as a process balance the Army's long-term needs, their subordinates' short-term and career needs, and their organization's immediate needs to determine how and when to integrate leader development opportunities in daily schedules. Plan. To start a plan, the leader team goes through a conceptual process to consider how to achieve its desired end state. The end state and enduring purpose help guide the detailed planning phase that involves selecting activities to emphasize in the unit's program. The most important element of a successful leader development program are leaders with a mindset, clear-cut vision, and passion for developing others, themselves, and teams. They capitalize on every opportunity. The activities cover unit and individual development for short-term and long-term development. The following factors provide ways to structure a plan. Phases of a leader's cycle within a unit. Reception, integration, utilization, assignment rotation within the unit, transition. Unit cycles, sustainable readiness model, deployment schedule, green, amber, red, time management and training cycles, cohort programs, sergeant's time, preparation for soldier and sergeant excellence boards, NCO professional development, warrant officer professional development, officer professional development, leader team / command team, civilian leader development seminars, combined leader development programs, developmental focus, common core for the team and all leaders, command climate, CAR 600-20, mission command principles, CADP 60, core leader competencies, CADP 6-22, core leader attributes, CADP 6-22, performance qualities, such as adaptability, resilience, versatility, creativity, core unit mission and functions, developmental focus, career paths for leader groups, career leadership responsibilities, see DAPAM 600-3, DAPAM 600-25, and AR 690-950, career management field, functional area, DA civilian career programs. Insight, taking advantage of developmental opportunities. First Sergeant Diaz is walking through the motor pool with his platoon sergeants at the end of the week to check the vehicle lines. He often does this to ensure uniformity, but also as an informal way to let the platoon sergeants air grievances. Over the last 6 months, he has learned a lot about his platoons and how they operate from their feedback during these informal meetings. First Sergeant Diaz, I know that the operating tempo has been high, and we aren't where we want to be with the platoons moving into collective training. Command Sergeant Major Baker reiterated that the battalion would help protect our calendar, but we need to be able to shift priorities in stride. He already said we can fight one rank up for taskings, and that should help free up some leaders. Sergeant First Class Jeffries, that will help a little, but that doesn't solve the issue of the platoons being ready for collective training. They just need more time together, and we don't have that. First Sergeant Diaz, what if we stopped pulling from across the company for taskings and instead put whole teams on them together? This would give team building time without adding anything to the calendar. Captain Williams is aware of our weaknesses, and she has been incorporating attribute and competency development into our future training events. What the company needs from you is twofold. First, know the developmental and training objective for each event and ensure your people know them as well. Execute the event to standard and conduct and record the AAR results. Second, identify developmental and training gaps across your platoons so we can address them in future events to improve individual and unit performance. Sergeant First Class Adenauer. That makes sense. I can put some of my specialists in charge of taskings, and that will help them develop while letting the teams or squads spend more time together. That also lets me get more involved in the planning process with Second Lieutenant Schrodinger. She is new to the platoon, and I need to find ways to spend more time assisting and helping her understand the environment. Incorporating leader development objectives into mundane taskings is a blessing in disguise. Find innovative ways for teams to share experiences together. Ensure you give feedback to leaders after development events to maximize the impact. Captain Hauer, in initial guidance to subordinate leaders. Successful organizations integrate formal, semi-formal, and informal activities into their development programs. Policy or regulation direct formal techniques. Addressed in doctrine, semi-formal activities are commonly practiced and may be required, but failure to conduct them does not carry punitive consequences. Informal development practices include opportunities with a focus on learning. Chapter 5 of the print version of FM 6-22 lists ways to enable learning. Setting conditions for development, goal setting, assessments and advice, and counseling all contribute to improved learning. Chapter 5 also provides additional opportunities and developmental activities. The examples separate various techniques into formal, semi-formal, and informal categories. From considering the learning enablers and developmental opportunities, the leader team creates a plan for scheduling events. The schedule assists those leading and supporting the execution. The schedule maintains reasonable activities and direction of emphasis to help ensure quality. Some events are required, such as performance evaluations and professional growth counseling, and the plan's emphasis triggers other activities. The plan should encourage a mindset where leaders take the initiative to incorporate development into daily activities. Such activities include raising questions in an AAR about what leaders learned about leadership, or asking leaders what self-development they are doing. The leader decides the best method to describe the leader development program, such as annual concept, quarterly concept with specific events, or theme-based. The plan needs synchronized with the overall unit schedule considering the training calendar, significant higher headquarters events that need support, and other significant events. Execute. Once completed, the leaders distribute the plan throughout the unit to direct program preparation and execution. Depending on the echelon, the leaders review subordinate unit leader development programs. The leader team sets, directs, and leads the organizational goals, shaping the conditions for individual development. Individual development is based on the interests and the effort of individuals who develop others and themselves. It is up to each individual to learn, grow, and develop as an Army professional. An IDP is a personal development plan. It is important that individuals and their raters work together to develop an IDP. Executing the leader development program can become a regularly reported item in reviews, situation reports, and training briefs. Leaders must ensure the plan affects development positively. The plan is a way to emphasize development and desired outcomes for individuals and for units. Leaders develop the plan with an intent to see it through. Reviewed, assessed, and updated periodically, the plan is a living document. Leaders commit to creating an open learning environment where development becomes second nature, like when leaders integrate leader development into daily administrative and training events, as well as deployments. Assess. Good units use various and distinct methods to continually assess leader and leader development strengths and weaknesses. The leader team needs to ensure individual development stays the main effort and that the focus does not become the plan or running events. The documented plan is either an enabler or a detractor to successfully executing and achieving the desired outcomes, depending on the degree of initiative. Leaders assess implementation and execution against the established vision and end states. Just as leadership assessments help set goals for the unit leader development program, assessing the program implementation and execution provides useful information on how well the end states are being achieved and areas for adjustment. The leader team should monitor whether the vision and end states are adequate or need improvement. See Section 4 in Chapter 2. Leaders must conduct required development activities such as performance evaluations, professional growth counseling, IDPs, and command climate surveys. A leader's assessment in developing others can occur through reviewing how leaders used formal, semi-formal, and informal activities in the program. The leadership requirements model establishes the expectations for these functions, and performance evaluations have provided the mechanism for checking. Multi-source assessments provide personal feedback to the leader on what they have done to establish a positive climate, engage in developing others, and steward the profession. The multi-source feedback provides an opportunity for leaders to address and improve their approaches before evaluation. Leader development is a holistic process that occurs every day, aligning training, education, and experience to prepare leaders to improve. Development is critical to all cohorts, enlisted, officer, and civilian, the Army's future leader source. The process balances long-term Army needs, subordinates' short-term and career needs, and immediate organization needs. Traditional program elements. Choosing the right blend of topics, medium, frequency, and intended audience is based on the commander's needs for their unit or mission. Some options include professional reading programs, professional writing programs, staff rides, historical tours, and terrain walks. Professional reading programs. Organizations and individuals can implement professional reading programs. Many materials are available to support topic determination, such as the United States Army Chief of Staff's Professional Reading List or the United States Army Center of Military History Recommended Professional Reading List. Reading recommendations and book reviews from military journals, online discussion forums, podcasts, and social media provide options for inclusion into unit or personal reading programs. Determining the frequency, such as monthly or quarterly, depends on organizational missions, but the unit must allocate and protect time for effective implementation. Professional reading programs can include a mix of journal articles, professional papers, graphic novels, or military professional blog posts. Mixing sources enables leaders to share new ideas, writing styles, and emerging authors. Successful reading programs depend on how they are structured, what readings are chosen, and what purpose is integrated into the program. To encourage tactics, then select readings on operational tactics. To develop skills for which interesting readings do not exist, then design questions that trigger reflection about engaging material. For example, to stimulate critical thinking, assign questions about the materials that require applying lessons to other situations and considering underlying assumptions and alternative courses of action. Professional writing programs. Army leaders consider how they can contribute to the body of thought in their fields of expertise by researching and writing about topics that interest them. By writing and publishing papers, they can advance their profession, mastery of their discipline, and writing skills. Scholarly paper writers study their topics in depth and in breadth. They take formal classes in research and in writing so they can master appropriate standards. They use appropriate writing processes. Before submitting papers to professional or academic journals, they ensure their submissions meet the publication's requirements. In addition, the unit security office should screen items for publication to prevent classified information spillage. Writers scrupulously adhere to intellectual property rights rules and shun plagiarism. For leaders, a developmental writing program serves as a significant complementary companion to a professional reading program and may lead to publication in scholarly journals. Length may vary based on the requirement. Some ideas for professional writing include leadership philosophy, an opportunity to discuss expectations, what is important, and what is non-negotiable. Personal experiences, significant experience, whether good or bad, and its personal effect, including lessons learned. Routine experiences, describing how you handle them and possible improvements for consideration. Historical person or event related to the branch, regimental affiliation, or organization. Opinion piece, explaining changes affecting your branch through a particular person, policy, or equipment. Book or movie reviews, providing a detailed analysis of published or broadcast material for an online or professional journal. Insight, considerations for professional reading. Reading programs foster study by making the reading relevant, providing a purpose, and following up. Leaders can use this suggested format to present on leadership and leader development to others. Book/article/reference. Leader name and position. Describe the leader's environment and situation. Who was the leader leading? How did the leader attempt to influence the situation or people? What were the positive and negative outcomes? What were the leader's strengths and developmental needs? What lessons from this leader's experience can be applied now or later? Additional questions to focus readers on specific aspects. What is the title significance? Would you have titled it differently? If yes, what is your title? What were the central themes? Were they adequately explored? Were they presented in a cliched or unique manner? What did you think of the structure and writing style? What was the most central to the work? What resonated positively or negatively with you personally? Why? Has anything happened to you like the examples cited? How did you react? What surprised you the most? Did the book cover historical, economic, racial, cultural, traditional, gender, sexual, or socioeconomic factors? How did they affect the central idea? Was it realistic? Did any quotes stand out? Why? Was any situation familiar? Are there any works you would compare with this? How do they compare? Did you disagree with the author's views? If so, what specifically and why? Have you read any other work by the author? Were they comparable to this? What did you learn, take away, or get from this work? Did your opinion change as you read it? How? Would you recommend it to a peer, subordinate, or supervisor? Did the author present anything confusing or contradictory? Why do you think the author included some of the stories? How do you rate the work? How do you feel about reading it? Staff rides, battlefield tours, and museum visits. A staff ride is a historical campaign or battle study that usually includes deep preliminary study, an extensive site visit, and opportunities to dissect and integrate lessons learned throughout the event. A component of this detailed study is a terrain analysis and the terrain's effect upon the battle or campaign. Seeing the location provides context to leader decisions and insight into the choices leaders made. Staff ride handbooks and atlases enable organizations to conduct staff rides, often with assistance from the Army University Press or Center for Military History. Occasionally, units develop their own staff rides and share products with other organizations. Virtual staff rides follow the same methodology as a live staff ride, but provide a detailed terrain replication based upon satellite imagery, digital terrain, or three-dimensional models to immerse participants in the virtual terrain and provide a realistic battlefield vision. Historical battlefield tours or museum visits can provide opportunities to visualize leadership and historical lessons by interacting with material items or physical terrain, but without the detailed study associated with a staff ride. Battlefield tours are typically brief and may include facilitated instruction from a guide. Guides may provide selected leadership-oriented readings in advance, but tend to assume a greater role to compensate for the audience's lack of detailed preparation. Using carefully prepared questions, posed during or after the tour, the facilitator can still make the tour a critical thought and analysis exercise, drawing on any preliminary readings and perspectives acquired during the event. Battlefield tours use terrain and the historical situation to teach leaders. Museums follow similar concepts as battlefield tours, but provide interactions with material items, artwork, or artifacts to enhance learning and discussion. Museum staff often tailor tours and events to audience needs. See Center for Military History, Publication 70-21 for more on staff rides, battlefield tours, and museums. Example programs. Chapter 5 of the print version of FM6-22 provides examples of battalion-level guidance and programs for units. Examples include a sample battalion plan template and an example using the template, and example development programs for battalion NCOs, platoon sergeants, and lieutenants. These example programs illustrate the necessity of developing leaders through daily events and not relying solely on a singular program for development. Evaluating leader development programs. Developing a set of formal and informal indicators that accurately assess the health of unit leader development in the organization is essential. Leaders use locally developed indicators to develop a leader development scorecard. Indicators may be different for different unit types, such as operational vice institutional. Employing a red/amber/green status suggests indicators requiring further investigation, which may or may not relate directly to unit leader development efforts. The purpose is to identify trends over time and not react adversely to an indicator's single occurrence. Add locally developed leader development indicators to the unit training brief for subordinate units to track and report on, like other key unit systems, such as training, maintenance, or budget. Refine the measures to those that accurately indicate leader development health. FM6-22, 1 November 2022. By order of the Secretary of the Army. James C. McConville, Chief of Staff, General, United States Army Chief of Staff. Official, signed Mark F. Avril, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.